Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Ella with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Premier David Crisafulli has announced that the first homeowners grant scheme will be extended for another 12 months. The grant offers $30,000 to first homeowners looking to purchase a brand new or substantially renovated property. The grant was doubled from $15,000 in 2023 and was set to be reduced back at the end of this month. The Queensland Government recently announced its new shark control program, which includes more nets and drumlines. This is despite a government-commissioned report urging non-lethal methods. The report found 82% of net catches and nearly half of the drumline catches between 2021 and 2024 were bycatch, killing 363 animals. Dr. Leonard Guider from the Australian Marine Conservation Society said the program endangers marine life like nurse sharks, turtles, dolphins, and dugongs without improving public safety. Despite concerns, the government rejected calls to remove the nets during whale migration, prioritising human safety. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been appointed a Companion of Order of Australia for his imminent service to the country during the multiple crises that took place during his time in office. The 30th Prime Minister was in office for just over 3.5 years, a period which he said, we were hit with every crisis you can imagine, referring to the COVID-19 pandemic and the Black Summer bushfires. The AC is the highest award in the King's Birthday Honour List, designed to recognise achievements in service to Australia or humanity at large.
A Sydney-based medical trial of a 3D-printed artificial jawbone implant has seen success in simulating natural bone growth. The world-first trial has the potential to make the lives of patients undergoing reconstructive jaw surgery easier, eliminating the need for bone or tissue grafts from the patient's body and increasing recovery times. With promising results coming from the first patient in the program, the team behind the trial at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse hope to expand their intake to a trial of 12. In international use, around 300 National Guard troops have arrived in Los Angeles on orders from President Donald Trump, following 2 days of major protests after the Immigration and Customs Enforcement more than 40 people. ICE agents arrested 44 people from locations across the city, alleged immigration violations. And by Friday evening, protesters had gathered around a federal detention center, prompting police response, including tear gas and flashbangs. President Trump posted on his Truth Social platform early Sunday, describing the protests as a form of rebellion. However, California Governor Gavin Newsom has been critical of the deployment of National Guard troops. He said on X, the move is purposefully inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. For your weather today, Brisbane is definitely feeling the cold snap. It is currently 13.9 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.